This is your KMC Update. I'm Senior Airman Sari Siebert. September is Suicide Awareness and Prevention Month, marking time for individuals and organizations across the Department of Defense to join together in raising awareness and promote resources to prevent suicide. This year's slogan is Connect to Protect. Support is within reach. And Lathan Newkirk, Suicide Prevention Program Manager for the Army Substance Abuse Program, details the importance of maintaining those crucial connections.
We need to make connections with people before they become at risk for suicide. That's why connecting with people is so important and building that relationship with others so that you have someone you can lean on when you have these times that you may be experiencing some difficulties in your life. One of the things you can do is to check in with your family and friends as often as possible. You'd be quite surprised at what kind of impact that might make on the person's day. Just someone checking in with them, letting them know they care about them.
Mr. Newkirk also detailed some of the warning signs that an individual may be at risk.
Well, the most significant warning sign to look for is when there is you can see a shift or a change in a person's personality or the way they're acting when they are not on their game or something is just off. So you can look for a shift in the person's mood. Someone who's jovial and happy every day, all of a sudden for maybe a month or so, a long period of time, they seem to have a flat mood or seem to be very unmotivated. Also look for them withdrawing from other people and now spending a lot more time by themselves. And really something that's super important to think about as a warning sign is they start to increase their use of alcohol. Because we know when it comes to suicide completions, assaults, anything of that nature, alcohol is a catalyst.
If you or someone you know is at risk for suicide, know that you're not alone and resources are available to help you. Contact the Army Substance Abuse Program for more information or use the DoD Safe Helpline at www.safehelpline.org. That's it for your KMC Update. I'm Senior Airman Sari Siebert.